on Spirit 102.9 Broome, talking animals thanks to Landmark Broome, proud supporter of Safe Broome.
Spirit 102.9 for this week's Talking Animals. It's got the pleasure of being joined in the studio. Stephanie Deering and Harry Fryer in town at the moment. You're doing your Masters of Conservation Biology project. And it's all on Teresian crows and the invasion of the cane toads. And Harry, you are helping out Steph with that?
Yeah, pretty much.
So this is a part of your Masters? This is your Masters project, Steph?
Yep.
What made you want to do this in the first place? How did you even come across this?
So I work with two academics at Macquarie University, so Dr. Simon Clulo and Dr. Martin Whiting, and they've actually been coming to the Kimberley for about 10 years researching the cane toad invasion, and as part of that, there's anecdotal evidence that the crows had started eating the cane toads and obviously not being affected by the poison, which is pretty crazy in comparison to most animals. So that's kind of how the project came about, and I was just the one to jump on board to do it. We actually have been here for about 3 months in the East Kimberley, so the crows have been exposed to the toads in the East Kimberley for several years now, and we wanted to see how they were handling the cane toads, so how they were avoiding the poison and what kind of sensors that they were using to avoid it. And our work in Broome, because the crows haven't been exposed to cane toads yet, so they're toad naive, we want to know how quickly that behaviour comes about, how quickly they're learning that behaviour. Teresian crows are also a really social animal, so one crow do something, you'll see a whole bunch of other crows come and tag into what they're doing. Yep. You see them raid rubbish bin, then there'll be 10 there. So we want to know how that social learning occurs. So if they learn that behaviour quicker by seeing other crows do that behaviour with the cane toads.
Everyone in Broome and the Kimberley, they've all heard about the cane toad threat. They know it's pretty much knocking on the door. But whereabouts are they at the moment?
So we know that they're definitely at Fitzroy Crossing, but there's sort of been anecdotal evidence that they might be a bit further in the Leopold Ranges and things like that. We do expect them in Broome probably in the next 2 years.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a bit heavy.
Yeah, that's pretty scary, isn't it? I'd always heard this story, at least the past year, that you get the blackbirds who are flipping over the cane toads and then just essentially pecking their guts out and not getting affected by the poison. Is that what is happening?
Yeah, and that's what we're looking into. So, you know, you hear all across and throughout our travels we've heard so many people tell us that, but no one's actually gone in and studied it.
So. Yeah, has it happened? So have you seen it?
Yeah, we've seen it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so
what do you get some cane toads and throw them some blackbirds?
Chuck them No, we actually have dead cane toads that we film. We have a camera set up and we film what the crows do with them. So it's really interesting. They're really intricate with the way that they do it. But yeah, that's essentially the trend. They'll flip them over and stab them and get all the guts out.
You've been doing this with Steph the whole time, Harry?
I have, yeah.
And what do you think? What's your take on this whole thing?
Oh, it's awesome. I've just been able to come across to Australia, a pretty cool part of Australia, and it's supposed to be work, but basically it's pretty fun. And it's awesome to see, like, we don't hear, obviously, from the UK, we don't hear anything about cane toads really unless you're in the field. So to come across and learn about the crows flipping them over and eating the guts, and they'll open the mouths and take the tongues out and stuff like that.
Really?
So probably some of the first people to get it on video.
That is actually incredible. Talk us through the process. What does a crow do when it finds a cane toad and it is feeling hungry?
Honestly, it's super quick. Like, they'll just go straight for it. And some of the work we do, we alternate treatments. So for some of the cane toads, we have them completely intact, and some of them will actually take the poison glands out, and we find that the crows can pick up on that straight away and they'll go for the whole toad, which is insane. There's something that they're sensing, whether it's a visual or a taste, and that's kind of what we're working out. But they'll go straight for them, and flipping is usually the first behaviour that they'll do. Then they'll kind of take the legs off, go for the stomach. Yeah, it's a bit brutal, but
how long do you expect to be doing this research?
Probably another year or so. We don't have too much longer in Broome, so we have a captive population at the moment that we're working with, but unfortunately we have to go home eventually, and I'll probably be coming back later in the year.
How do you expect this information to be used? You're saying that the crows in Broome are
Toad naive.
Is there a way to somehow, I know, get this information to the toad naive crows without them having to sort of experiment or do it the wrong way a couple of times?
Yeah, of course, and like, there's definite risks in it. The fact of the matter is that in the East Kimberley, you know, we didn't teach any of those crows and they've learned all on their own. So there's obviously something that they're naturally doing to learn this behaviour. And, yeah, that's kind of what we're figuring out. So we're working with 12 Mile Bird Park. We have a captive population there. So, you know, the first few times they'll be exposed to a cane toad, they may just treat it as a normal frog and eat the entire thing. But there's obviously something that clicks in them to learn the behaviour. The problem with a lot of Australian natives, goannas and crocodiles, things like that, reptiles are really affected by the cane toad poison, so they'll die from it. Whereas birds, they're able to throw it up. That's kind of what we think is happening with the crows. But because they're not dying, they're able to learn that information, which is really key and which is a big problem in Australian natives.
Or they'd just be watching the other crows die and go, I've got to do that that's one differently.
That's also a possibility. They're a really social animal.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Was there any other work you have been doing in the Kimberley whilst you guys have been here?
Yeah, so we've actually been working with a big group from the University of South Florida. The main leaders of that are, again, Dr. Simon Clulow and Dr. Sean Doody. Originally started the project about
12 years ago
or something like that.
Yeah, right.
And that's actually, so because obviously the toads are there, they were there prior to the toads. So they could see things like, so we're both special reptile and amphibian specialists. It basically, we're looking at the populations of goannas, crocodiles, so two species of turtle, freshwater turtles, and then we're looking at a species of tree frog. So they've seen the populations from before the toads arrived, and then they went on to see the populations sort of shortly after the toads arrived, and the toads have been in like Kununurra and around where we stayed at El Cuestro. They've been around there for
5 years or so.
So they've been basically been able to see the longer term effect, and so far we've seen that there's one species of turtle called a red-faced turtle, and they've had like really good success since the cane toads have come, because the goanna numbers have dropped so rapidly that basically there's nothing eating the eggs of the turtles anymore. So the goannas used to eat the turtle eggs, and now there's no predators for the eggs, so they just have perfect success on the egg hatchling rate.
Crocodiles have kind of plateaued out for that same reason. So the goannas are no longer raiding the crocodile eggs, but you do lose some crocodiles to the cane toads.
Yeah, okay.
So their population has remained pretty stable. Definitely huge effects in the environment when the cane toads do arrive. So I think it's important for people to kind of be aware of the damage that they can do. And
yeah, everyone have a couple pet crows.
Yeah.
In preparation for this infestation. Stephanie and Harry, thank you guys very much for coming in today.
No, thank you for having us.
No, it's been absolutely fascinating, honestly. You hear so many stories about things that people have seen or witnessed in the Kimberleys, and it's good to know that this one is actually 100% true.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.